Time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. Yourself?
Pretty good. A lot warmer this morning than it was last few mornings at this time. A lot. But with that change in the temperatures, usually comes a change in the atmospheric conditions. And that's kind of the case this morning. Beautiful, sunshiny couple of days here in a row, but not so much today.
No.
It's overcast this morning. We do see a little bit of rain in some places around the region, and there's a chance of rain here today. Those chances sound like they're going to get a little bit better here later today.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty good chance of rain later today and probably overnight as well.
All right. So if you have outdoor events scheduled for later on this afternoon, you're kind of rolling the dice right now.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if there are changes at any of those events, we will, of course, let you know here on the radio. In the meantime, talk to Brett here for a little bit.
He's, good morning.
In this morning from Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Thanks for coming by.
You bet.
Appreciate it on a Friday. Tell us about the shop.
Yeah, if you had any trouble with your air conditioner last year, now is the time to give Camblin Plumbing and Heating a call to come to your home and prepare a thorough estimate for a new unit. Summer will be upon us within a few weeks, and you know that you want to turn that air conditioner on and depend on it. Lennox and Camblin Plumbing and Heating can give you many options of air conditioning units with the efficiency ratings you want and within your budget. Right now, you can get that new unit installed and have it ready for those uncomfortable days ahead. We also can give you some information on a new air-to-air heat pump that will also save you money next winter. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan.
Excellent. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. You know, we're getting to that time of the year now where folks are going to start, if they're not already, thinking about vacations and planning some of those trips and what have you. You know, while you're gone, how safe is your home? Do you put much thought into the safety of the surroundings when you're not around? Burglary is actually one of the easiest crimes to prevent, also one of the most common. Somewhere in the United States, there's a burglary committed every 15 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah, I hope yours doesn't fit into that category at some point. You know, break-ins do have a big impact, and it's not even so much the stuff people take. Because in large measure, I mean, there are some things sometimes that can't be replaced, but in large measure, things can be replaced. But you know what can't really be replaced? You lose your sense of safety, your sense of security and well-being. It's your home. Nobody's supposed to violate that, right? So you lose kind of some of those things. Burglaries, however, as we said, they're one of the easiest crimes to prevent. There are a lot of different ways that you can take a look around your house and figure out some things that you could do just to make yourself a little bit safer. You know, one of the first key things is don't advertise you're away. It drives me bonkers to look on the social media pages and see people posting pictures. Here's me in the airport. We're heading off to Venezuela. You idiot. Quit doing that. You know, it's just you might as well hang a sign on the door that says, I'm gone. Rob me. You know, don't do those things. I mean, you've really got to think through that. And I see smart people do that all the time. You know, I know the social media thing is addictive to people, but don't advertise that you're gone. Easiest thing in the world for a burglar is to wander into a house when they know there's nobody there. You know, there are other things you can do, too, as well. Use automatic light timers in the house. Things that you can do to turn lights on and off at different times to simulate when you're actually home. And have a battery backup in those, too, just in case there is a power failure of some sorts. The same kind of timers used on lights could also be used to turn radios or TVs on and off if that's something you want to do as well. Some people will do that if the television is visible through a window that you leave open all the time. People will do that. There are things like automatic drape and curtain openers. You know, if you just have the curtains open all the time or closed all the time, that's kind of a key too. But if they're open during the day, maybe closed at night, well, you know, different story. Volume on your phone's ringer, you might want to turn that down just in case it's real loud if you still have a home phone so that people couldn't hear it from outside and hear that it's not being answered. You might want to have your calls forwarded while you're away, too, because sometimes if burglars are staking out a place, they'll make some phone calls to actually see if there's anybody answering the phone. You know, have your lawn cut, snow removed if it's that time of the year. You know, things like that if you're going to be away for a longer period. Instead of stopping your mail and your newspaper delivery, maybe you can get a neighbor to pick it up and hold on to it for you. That way, seeing deliveries being made makes a burglar think there is somebody still there. Ask a neighbor to use your trash can from time to time and put it out on the curb. bring it back out on trash day. Little things like that to make it look like there's somebody there. Always park your car in the garage with the garage door closed when you're there. That way someone watching for patterns won't know your car isn't there when you're gone. And then never leave notes on the door. Because you might as well just put one on in there that says, come on in. Just come on in. Don't leave a note on the door saying, hey, please leave deliveries around back because I'm gone right now. You know, things like that. Don't do those things. Also, another tip, make it hard to break in. You know, one of the other things burglars look for, easy access. The harder it is for a burglar to get in, the less likely you are to come back to a burglarized home. Don't leave doors or windows unlocked. Don't hide a key outside where it's easily found. We always look under the mat or underneath that big rock next to the door. Don't do that. Don't leave it on the top of the light right next to the front door. People look there for stuff like that. It's pretty obvious. Solid core metal doors that are secured with good quality deadbolt locks could be put on your home. Things like locks that have an internal anti-saw pin, things that make it difficult for somebody to get through. A metal strike plate can be attached to a door jamb to hold the bolt or the latch in place so it's not easy to bust through. Long screws, things like that, that you can use to keep door hinges in to secure them from different things. Treat a door between an attached garage and the house as an outside door. And use the same type of locks that you'd use on your front and back door. It's easy access for someone. Also, windows can be attached to a home security alarm and have locks that operate from the inside so that you can still be using those for an escape in case of a fire or something. Don't leave a ladder or anything that could be used to access the roof or second-story window outside or in an unlocked shed, things like that. And cut back tree limbs that hang over the roof, which is a safety hazard anyway, but remove the lower branches and things from trees next to the home. Don't make it easy for people to get up and to get in. Also, tip number three, don't make it easy to hide. Thieves can hide behind trees and shrubs. Trim back, remove the shrubbery next to the doors or windows. Use outside security lighting. Exterior lighting with motion detectors, perhaps for the yard, the driveway, and some of those areas. And remember, the back and the sides of your home offer some concealment for a burglar trying to break in, so watch those areas too. And what about a home security alarm system? Do you have one? Have you ever thought about it at all? Some folks do, some don't. Guess it's personal preference. But even though some people won't have a security system at home, but they'll put up a yard sign. This home's protected. They don't know. Maybe they don't want to find out. You know, window decals that say your home's protected by some sort of a security system. You do things like that. You know, anything as a deterrent. Make sure the sign's visible, too. It's not been covered up by shrubs or something or knocked over by a pet or neighborhood children. You know, another thing folks use, it's video cameras, but I know they're expensive. They make fake ones. Can you tell the difference? If you can't, a burglar probably can't either. I've heard lots of stories about banks doing that too. Some are real, some aren't. Mm-hmm. Which is which? Do you know? You know, all you need is one that's real anyway. But yeah, there are a lot of different situations like that. So, you know, video cameras, they do make ones that are just little plastic things, but they look real. They look like a real camera. And you don't need a lot of wires in them. Most of those are wireless systems anyway. So it's not like you have to drill all kinds of holes in your house to do this, that, and the other thing. So if you have something visible like that, maybe that's just a deterrent. Don't put your passcode next to or on the home security alarm keypad either. Remember it. Don't write it down next to the next to where you need it. Also, another tip, and this one might be the best one of all, get to know your neighbors. You know, one of the best ways to keep your home safe when you're not around is to have other people looking out for you. You know, if you have neighbors that look out for one another, you know, so make it a point, meet your neighbors and ask them to keep an eye on things while you're away. Let them know what your plans are, when you're leaving, when you're coming back. You know, if your neighborhood doesn't already have a watch program of some sorts, you know, you might want to just kind of loosely put together your own. You know, law enforcement, especially in small towns, sometimes they'll keep an extra watch on things, too. They patrol, they cruise around, they know things there. And they, you know, it's a small town in a lot of cases for the folks that we're preaching to this morning. So, you know, folks know what's normal and what's not. And if they see something out of the that's not usual, they might just make that phone call if you have some friends next door. So it might not be a bad idea to get to know the neighbors and stuff, too, a little bit. Check out your little corner of the earth before you take off and head on out this year, because unfortunately there are always people out there looking to take what's yours. Never stops. You could stop them, but they'll keep trying. turn things back over to Brett here this morning. He'd like to tell you more this morning about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Here at Camblin Plumbing and Heating, we're excited to offer the smartest faucet on the market. Touch2O technology from Delta Faucets. A faucet that you turn on and off with a touch of a finger or a wrist or an elbow or whatever. It's happened to all of us. Your hands are filthy and you have to grab that faucet handle and leave it dirty or full of germs. That doesn't have to happen with a Delta Touch faucet. Touch on, touch off. At Camblin Plumbing and Heating, we can install this modern technology in one visit. No need for an electrician. Stop in and see this technology or give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in the Harlan area at 755-3286. The thought of the day today comes to us from Lillian Gordon Carter. Middle age is when a guy keeps turning off the lights for economical rather than romantic reasons.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. Have a good weekend.
You bet. You too.
Thanks for coming in. Hey, you got making a great weekend, and God bless America.